On the breakfast show this sunny Thursday morning from Alvin Stardust. A little bit of rock and roll. First of all, we have Pretend and then My Cuckoo from 1971. It's just gone 20 past 8, and I'm sure you read the paper yesterday. Boy George arrived back from the European tour with the band at Heathrow Airport to be met by the customs men. Did you see what he called them in the paper? Obnoxious boo.
Thank you.
That's a Boy George and Culture Club with the latest single from the LP Color by Numbers. It's a miracle. It's 24 minutes past 8 and our last roundup of stars. Well, it's not really. It's a second last roundup of stars. First of all, we have Aries. Aries, double check all your traveling plans and take a quick look at all mechanical things. If it can go wrong today, it will. Taurus, keep plodding in your usual self-assured way. You'll make lots of progress towards personal goals and ambitions. And Gemini, stop and think before you speak. At home and at work, you'll be tempted to stick in your oar, but don't give in.
Suits my particular needs.
Can I open an account for my favorite godchild?
If I save regularly, will I qualify for a mortgage?
Developments are building magnificent three-bedroom semi-detached houses in River Valley Stores, complete with carpets, fridge, cooker and washing machine. These superbly located four brick-fronted houses are at a special price of $32,675 for a limited period. They qualify for all grants and loans can be arranged. For full details, contact Alan Day on 376-132. That's 376-132.
Barney, do you remember when
we dined in the good old days?
Used to taste so good always.
Ah, that Monday roast with mouth-fat peas.
From Bachelors, if you please.
Test your memory, my beanie.
You young mums, bring back the good old taste of Sunday dinner with Bachelor's marrowfat peas. Give your kids a taste of the great flavor you used to enjoy when your mum did the cooking with Bachelor's marrowfat peas.
A Sunday dinner.
Won't you remember?
Bachelor's marrowfat peas.
Remember that tune? Well, maybe it wasn't the top hit of 1975, but the product it advertised became the breakfast juice drink of the year, and every year since.
Wait, wait, don't repeat. Two kinds measure of juicy pleasure.
The little can that makes two big juicy pints, rich in vitamin C.
Squeeze, squeeze.
Monday's child is fairer face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living.
But every day's child prefers today's freshness. Brennan, today's bread today.
And old Mr. Brennan, he puts his name to that.
Sunshine Radio. It's 8:30, and these are the headlines. The families of British diplomats living in Libya are expected to return to London this afternoon, although British diplomats won't leave until Saturday at the earliest. In the north, the DUP has called on the security forces to adopt a shoot-to-kill policy with petrol bombers. The OUC say that a total of 700 charges have been prepared against the 38 prisoners who escaped from the Maze prison last September. And US President Reagan has arrived in Peking at the start of his five-day official visit to China. We'll have these stories in full at 9 o'clock.
And the weather for today, continuing dry and clear. Winds are light easterly, force 2 to 3 in Dublin Bay. The high tide is 9:45 this morning, and the current Dublin temperature is 11 degrees Celsius. And a bit of traffic news. Traffic is quite heavy in the Malahide Road this morning, beginning to build up at the end of the Coast Road at the intersection into Fairview. Centre of the city is not too bad, but it's still early yet. Sandy Mount is fair and building. Harold's Cross is a little busy today. No major problems come to our attention as of yet. We'll report them if they do. Traffic news courtesy of VIP on 783333.
Sport, and two goals by Ian Rush is 100th and 101st for Liverpool, have taken the English League champions to their fourth European Cup final in 8 seasons. Last night they beat Dinamo Bucharest 2-1 away to win 3-1 on aggregate and set a date with Rome, with AS Roma themselves, on the 30th of May. But the other British representatives in the competition, Dundee United, failed to make the final. Although they took a 2-0 lead to Roma, the Italians managed to knock in 3 and win 3-2 on aggregate. In the Cup Winners' Cup, Manchester United's hopes of reaching the final were sadly dashed in Turin when a last-minute goal by Paolo Rossi gave Juventus a 2-1 win on the night and a 3-2 aggregate success. United, without Robson and Muren, battled back well after falling behind to a 13th-minute goal by Boniek. Norman Whiteside levelled the match after 70 minutes, but despite a great performance by goalkeeper Gary Bailey, Rossi managed to beat him right in the dying seconds and put United out. Meanwhile, the reigning champions Aberdeen's hopes of reaching the final were dashed as well, and they were beaten at home by Porto of Portugal. The final score was 2-0 in Porto's favour, and they now go on to meet Juventus in the final. In the UEFA Cup, a 1-0 win at White Hart Lane against Hajduk Split was enough to give Spurs a place in the final. The aggregate score was 2-2, but Spurs went through on the away goals rule. The goal last night was scored by Mike Hazard from a free kick. It's Spurs' first major final in Europe for 10 seasons. Their opponents in the final will be the Belgian side Anderlecht, who beat Nottingham Forest 3-2 on aggregate last night, despite Forest carrying a 2-0 lead into the game. Snooker, and for the second year running, Willie Thorne has knocked out John Virgo from the World Snooker Championships at Sheffield. Last night, Thorne won their marathon game by 10 frames to 9, and following his defeat, Virgo is now in real danger of losing his top 16 ranking. Elsewhere yesterday, Dennis Taylor beat Joe Johnson by 10 frames to 1, Cliff Thorburn leads Mario Mora by 4 frames to 2, but the match between John Parrott and Tony Knowles is looking like flinging up another upset. As they go into today's rounds, Parrott leads Knowles by 6 frames to 3. Today's racing is at Fairy House again, Taunton and Pontefract. For our tips, we go first of all to the 4:30 at Ferry House, the Jemison Gold Cup Hurdle, where we select Five Nations. In the 4:45 at Pontefract, we select Taffy Jones. So that's Five Nations in the 4:30 at Ferry House, and Taffy Jones in the 4:45 at Pontefract. Sunshine Sport at 8:34.
It's a good morning, Sunshine Radio, David Lyon.
On the breakfast show this Thursday morning. What great weather we're having. Let's say good morning now to Luke and Wynne. Hello, Luke. Hello, Wynne. And to Dara as well. Dara's only three. Hello, Dara. Luke, Wynne and Dara are on holidays at the moment from England for a week, and they're staying with Sam and Olive and Heather. Good morning, Sam. Good morning. They're all sitting around the breakfast table at this stage. Good morning, Heather. And Clive as well. Clive's getting married to Alison next week. We're all looking forward to the wedding. So say all of us around the breakfast table. And finally, hello to Joan and Trevor as well. They're listening in Dundrum this morning, hopefully. Hopefully they're up out of bed and all set to go. And for all those, we have a record that was around when the Dead Sea was alive and living. 1967. Nostalgia.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. What a wonderful world.
That's for Luke, Wynn and Darrow this morning on holidays from England until next weekend. Let's hope the weather stays nice. Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. Speaking of nostalgia, it's 20 to 9, and on this day in 1980, the Beats released Mirror in the Bathroom. That was Britain's first digitally recorded single. In 1969, on this day, Paul McCartney denied rumours of his death. That year's Hula Hoop, the Paul is Dead campaign, claimed that Paul had died long ago, but the Beatles had hushed it up. The prime piece of evidence, so supporters of the theory claimed, was Paul's appearance on the cover of Abbey Road. Now, apparently, white suits and bare feet signify death in some general unspecified Eastern culture. In 1945, on this day, Gary Wright was born in Englewood, New Jersey. 1942, Bobby Rydell was born in Philadelphia. In 1946, Ronnie Dakin of the hot rod group Ronnie and the Daytonas was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In 1938, the famous Duane Eddy was born in Conning, New York. And in 1938, Morris Williams born Lancaster, South Carolina. He was the singer. He was a singer with his backing group, the Zodiacs, of rock's most exalted, most desperate plea, Stay. 1 minute, 37 seconds of intuitive genius in full flight. Finally, in this day in 1964, the Rolling Stones played the New Musical Express, Pole Winners Concert, and released their debut LP, The Rolling Stones.
Thank you. dig it, Jim. I can dig it.
1967 on this day, April the 26th, Thursday. That's the Rolling Stones with Little Red Rooster. 16 minutes to 9 is the time.
Slimline yogurt from Premier Dairies. Smooth, deliciously creamy with real fruit and a wholly natural ally in the cause of keeping healthy and slim. Slimline yogurt is fat-free and sugar-free with just half the calories of ordinary yogurts. So, start exercising your own good taste. Choose Slimline yogurt from Premier Dairies. All you'll gain is a taste for it.
I've invented a new kind of hamburger. It's called a Marilyn Monroe.
No kidding. Why do you call it Marilyn Monroe?
Because it's made with an M&B burger bun. M&B, Marilyn Monroe. Get it?
Oh, yeah. What does it taste like?
Here, sugar plum. Try it.
Marvelous.
And the nice M&B people bake all kinds of bread. White, brown, fancy, you name it.
What's the name again?
M&B?
No, you're sugar. You remind me of someone.
Can you resist M&B? Marvelous bread.
Lions, History of Tea, Part 4. Tea really came into its own in the fast-moving 20th century.
Roger, where are you going now? I've just made the tea.
It's raining, Mother. Just once around the park. It's exactly a mile.
Well, you'll be back in exactly 4 minutes because this pot of lovely hot lion's tea will be drawn by then.
Right, Mother. I'll be back in record time.
Wait just 4 minutes and Lions will make you the best cup of tea you've ever tasted. With Lion's Tea, it's always tea time.
Moy Glass. Moy Glass spectacular money-saving offer all this month. Have all the windows in your house replaced and get double glazing for the price of single glazing. Moy Glass. Unbeatable value and service for windows and doors. Phone 503232. Moy Glass.
This is Dave Taylor in Los Angeles, training hard for the Olympics. I think the good old Sub-4 tracksuit offer is really world-class.
Sub-4, American-style sportswear, the choice of some of the world's top athletes. And now, Goodalls are offering you a chance to get a Sub-4 tracksuit at a unique discount price. These special Sub-4 tracksuits are made to an exclusive design by Sub-4 for Goodalls. To get in the running for this special offer, buy Goodalls' famous sauces, tomato ketchup, salad cream, and YR sauce. Sub-4 tracksuits for men, Sub-4 leisure suits for women. Another world-class offer from Goodalls.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Thank you.
Sunshine 101.
It's so much better.
Stuck on you. You got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Need any friend? And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. I guess it's time for me to come home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed.
Six and a half minutes tonight. And a final few stars for this morning, Virgo. A little cuddling could do you a power of good. Your mind is set on love, but the boss won't like that. Libra, is your hard-earned cash burning a hole in your pocket? Treat yourself to a few of life's luxuries. Be a devil. Scorpio, finally this morning, a tough day at work will leave you plum tuckered, but you'll be well satisfied and your hard work will reap rewards.
How the young heart really feels.
puppy love.
Donny Osmond from 1971. This is not a puppy love. Nine, that's about it from the breakfast team this Thursday morning. Have yourselves a great day. Hope the weather keeps up. We'll see you tomorrow morning, Friday, sometime between 6 and 9. And on tomorrow morning's program, we'll be examining a recent survey published about where the money we pay weekly in taxes goes. It was discovered that the average Irish family spent £16 a year on arms last year. Now, if they didn't, you'd be listening to this in Russian. And finally, a leading hardware manufacturer told us yesterday that only for Venetian blinds, it'll be curtains for all of us. Good morning.
So didn't all them other famous artists of old sign their work, says old Mr. Brennan. We was all kind of wondering what he was talking about that day. T'was the day old Mr. B started in business, and as the first sliced pans came piping hot out ovens, doesn't he say to us all, I'm so proud of this bread, says he, I'll put my own name to it. And not only that, but I'll sign it as well on the label to guarantee its quality and freshness. My loaf shall be a legend, says he. And do you know what? He was right.
Brennan's Today's Bread Today.
Hello there.
Hi.
What's the special today? Ah, chicken curry. Yes, that looks nice. I'll have one of those. And for dessert, well, your apple pie with cream, and of course a cup of your freshly brewed coffee.
If you'd like to take your dessert token, sir, we have your dessert and coffee warm for you when you've finished your curry.
Ah.
Chicken curry, dessert and coffee. That will be $2.90 altogether.
Great value, too. Lunchtimes at Malloy Taverns make working days worthwhile.
I hope so, sir. Enjoy your meal now.
Malloy Taverns are serving superb food citywide. Call into the Foxhound Inn, Kilbarrick, the Fox's Cub at Tala, the Greyhound Inn, Blanchardstown, the Royal Oak, Finglas, the Swiss Cottage, Santry, or the Belcamp Inn, Coolock for a tasty bite today. It will make your working day worthwhile.
When you want choices, value two friendly voices, we have it here, downtown.
For real value, you can't beat a Cleary sale. Don't miss the terrific sale now on at Cleary's, a legend in downtown shopping.
So come on in. It's bright and exciting there. You'll enjoy what you're doing, knowing we care, so come down.
Cleary's, a legend in downtown shopping.
See the Lynham Properties new three-bedroom show house at Ashling, Navan Road, opposite Belvedere Sports Ground, 3 miles from the city centre. Exceptional value at $36,750. Showhouse open Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 5.30, Wednesdays from 7 to 9. Or call Flynn and Associates on 211-311.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
It's have a cup of Lion's Tea Time. Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. This is Gary Miley. Nearly 2,000 acres of forest land have been destroyed in 2 fires in County Kerry. The Gardaí in Killarney told us a short while ago that the first blaze began in the National Park yesterday afternoon and is still smouldering, although it's now under control. The second blaze broke out on Mangerton Mountain yesterday evening, but has now been put out. The Garda spokesman said that they don't know what caused the fires and they haven't ruled out the possibility of foul play. The wives and children of British diplomats based in Libya are due to arrive in London later this afternoon. The British ambassador in Tripoli, Mr. Oliver Miles, said that the rest of the embassy staff will leave on Saturday. It's expected that about 30 people will fly home today, leaving 10 to 20 officials behind. Meanwhile, 2 Libyan aircraft are due to arrive in Britain today. One, a freight plane, will arrive at about 11:30 this morning, and the other, a passenger plane, will arrive this afternoon, and it's thought this aircraft will be the one used to fly home the occupants of the besieged Libyan embassy. In the north, the Democratic Unionist Party has urged the RUC to adopt a shoot-to-kill policy against petrol bombers. A DUP delegation told Chief Constable Sir John Herman that this was necessary to combat the growing use of such devices. They said that a new threat is being posed to security forces by bombs made from sweet jars which contained a full gallon of petrol, and they urged the Chief Constable to step up security generally in the north. Meanwhile, there was another petrol bombing incident in Derry City last night. A gang of youths threw petrol bombs at an RUC patrol shortly after hijacking a bus. There were no injuries and no arrests. And the RUC say that a total of 700 charges have been made against the 38 prisoners who escaped in the mass breakout from the Mays prison last September. They range from murder to possession of firearms. 19 of the men have been recaptured and the rest are still at large. President Reagan has arrived in China at the start of his five-day visit. Mr. and Mrs. Reagan will meet the Chinese President, Mr. Li Jianin, after an official welcome at Tiananmen Square, the largest public square in the world. The visit is the first to China by a U.S. president since that of Gerald Ford in 1975, and it's Mr. Reagan's first visit as a president to a communist country. The trial of John DeLorean in Los Angeles continues. And last night, the court was shown the controversial videotape, which was leaked to the media and then shown nationwide on U.S. television several months ago. The tape shows DeLorean negotiating with FBI undercover agents on a drugs deal, and then shows him being arrested. Before the tape was shown in court, an FBI agent said that at no stage did DeLorean offer to put up cash in the deal, but did offer company assets. RTE began jamming Sunshine Radio on medium wave at 5:15 yesterday evening. As you are aware, they've been jamming us on FM since March the 21st. The jamming ended at 6 o'clock yesterday because it was discovered that RTE were also, and accidentally, jamming RTE Radio 1, Radio 2 and Shipping. We now know that RTE intend jamming Sunshine Radio on all frequencies as soon as they clear up their technical hitch. The equipment they're using to jam our signal is located on the site known locally as the Old Piggery in Beaumont. We appeal to you to please contact your TDs and councillors and urge them to have this jamming stopped. If you aren't sure who your TD is, then call us here at 460-400 or 460-319 and we'll be glad to let you know. Finally, the weather. Continuing dry and clear today, the winds are light, easterly, force 2 to 3 on the bay. High tide is at 9:45, the current Dublin temperature 11 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 4 minutes past 9.
Sunshine Radio.
Good morning. It's 8 minutes past nine here at Sunshine 101, 539. As I drove in this morning, I drove around to see how the channels were being affected by any jamming. They were clear at that moment. They may not be clear in a few moments' time. So I want you to make a note of two telephone numbers, please, if you're a Sunshine Radio supporter. And that is the telephone number of the Department of Communications, which is 789-522, and Leinster House, which is 789-911. The reason I'm giving you those numbers is that I have, in the last 12 hours or so, spoken to lots of Sunshine Radio supporters, both politicians, journalists, etc. And they were under the impression that the jamming had stopped. They had made representations to the ministers concerned, and although I think maybe they didn't get a direct answer, they were given the impression that the jamming had stopped. Well, that is not the case. Yesterday, at about 5:15, RTE started jamming Sunshine Radio's medium wave, and that means they were jamming all our frequencies. And at a time when we were hoping to go into our CSC auction tomorrow, the testing frequencies yesterday didn't go too well for them, because they did end up jamming themselves. But it won't take them long to sort that problem out, because they're very, very able and they've got lots of resources. Now, there is no question whatsoever that it is not RTE. It is RTE. We've identified them. We've got the registration numbers of their vehicles. We've got their names. We've investigated the property from which the jamming is taking place. And it is either owned by or leased to RTE. There's no question about it. So, once again, those telephone numbers, because we could disappear at any moment. 789-522 is the Department of Communications. There, I suggest you ask to speak to the minister or any of the senior civil servants there and lodge your protest to what is going on. And then Leinster House, there you can contact your TD. Hopefully they'll be there and not away, although the door is in recess at the moment. It's very difficult to get a question raised at the door when the door is in recess. But you should be able to get through to some of the ministers and some of the TDs and place your protest to what's happening. Very, very serious situation. The hours are running out.
Dance all day long. And you need her and she needs you. 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 And you need her. In a dance hall days, we were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, to share what was true. And then, dance all day long. We'll be right back.
That's Christopher Cross with Arthur's Theme. It's 19 minutes past 9 here at Sunshine 101.539. And I'd like to dedicate our next record. Before I do that, I just want to mention that the reason why I get so very concerned about this is that I often feel that I'm sitting here with my hands tied, and so the rest of the team out here at Sunshine, there's so little that we as individuals can do against the power of RTE. They're so big, they're so strong, and in the last 3 or 4 weeks they've been building this enormous jamming device on the old piggery site out there in Whitehall. And there have been engineers buzzing around and JCBs digging holes and towers going up in the air, and they've strung what's called a T-aerial between two enormous poles down to an aerial tuning unit with coils and devices, and they're transmitting tones up that on Sunshine Radio's frequency. Well, that's what's happening. They started that last night about 5:15. It lasted for about 45 minutes or so. It'll be back again either today or at the outside tomorrow, maybe the day after. Who really knows? I mean, they've been spending several weeks building this thing, so they're definitely going to use it extensively. And not only on Sunshine Radio, when they've wiped us out, they'll go and they'll wipe out all the other radio stations, because they want all the cake for themselves. So please, maybe the last words you hear from us, 789-522 is the Department of Communications, and Leinster House is 789-911. We need your help. Cherry old baby, you be 40 here at Sunshine the Steady this morning. A very special request, in fact. Says here, if you're not too busy, Robbie, do this for us. Say hi to Sandra and Mae, Patricia and Jocelyn of Giggles. Giggles Hairdressing Salon, and good morning to Rose Violet.
You shouldn't all them other famous artists of old sign their work, says old Mr. Brennan. We was all kind of wondering what he was talking about that day. It was the day old Mr. B started in business, and as the first sliced pans came piping hot out the ovens, doesn't he say to us all, I'm so proud of this bread, says he, I'll put my own name to it, and not only that, but I'll sign it as well on the label to guarantee its quality and freshness. My loaf shall be a legend, says he. And do you know what? He was right.
Brennan, today's bread, today.
The rock concert of the year. Mammoth Boys, plus special guest Samson at the SFX Center.
Well, my baby, she loves
the Mammoth Boys and Samson at the SFX. Thursday, the 26th of April. Tickets for Mama's Boy to Samson, £5 from Golden Disc.
Remember that tune? Well, maybe it wasn't the top hit of 1975, but the product it advertised became the breakfast juice drink of the year, and every year since.
Sweet, sweet, long ripping, two pints measure of juicy pleasure.
A little can that makes two big juicy pints, rich in vitamin C.
Step into summer with Mazzel Boutique, fingers and swords, unbeatable value in ladies' fashion and babies' wear. For fashion and value, it's got to be Mazzel Boutique, Main Street Fingers and Castle Shopping Center Swords.
It's a good morning, Sunshine Radio.
Power of magic, I can change your mind.
There's a flashback song in Sunshine from 1979. The Vellum Brothers, a song called If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me? Well, Patsy's just wandered into the studio. We're keeping our chins up here and smiling as best we can.
Funny about holding things against people. But I suppose, quite honestly, we all hold a lot against RT at this stage. We're fed up with it. We're fed up with this carry on. We don't wish to rabbit on about it all through this program or today either.
Mm.
But you do, our listeners understand, I'm sure, perfectly how what our situation is, that our jobs are not only at risk. I mean, if medium wave comes on, we won't last a week.
The fact is that our listeners do realize, I mean, I constantly meet people who say that they're very concerned about this. And I mentioned earlier that I was talking to several politicians and journalists who all were under the impression that this jamming had stopped, that the minister had given RTE instructions, and that people within the Department of Communications were giving the impression to people making inquiries that the jamming had stopped. In fact, the jamming has not stopped, as you know, and that yesterday this new device was switched on, a very expensive, very big device. Took them several weeks to build it out there in Burma. We warned everyone weeks ago that this was going to happen.
I think it's very ironic, Robbie, that in the two papers this morning, the Press, the Irish Times and the Irish Independent, the articles about RTE's latest jamming of our station, that they're both laid out on the pages next to 137 jobs to go at a Sligo factory, as one goes, 137 layoffs from a healthcare firm. We're all aware these days of the number of people who are being daily put out of jobs for very good economic reasons. What good economic reason has RTE for putting us out of work? People will say that by putting us out of work, they will get more advertising and keep their own people in more secure jobs. That's nonsense. They're in state jobs. These people are guaranteed secure jobs. We have nothing. We're finished if this goes. As a woman said to me when this whole thing started the last time, on the telephone, a listener just rang in. She said how one of her young fellas had said to her that this government, and I'm not taking a party political side on this, but she said this government, this is what the young fella said to her, they've taken away our jobs, they don't give us decent dole, and now they're taking away our radio stations. Now, it's not the government that are doing this, but they should do something about trying to stop it.
Well, the government are the only people who can do something about it.
Eventually.
I mean, aren't you just taking it upon themselves to take the law into their own hands, to destroy any opposition, any competition they have? And you've made a good point there, because in recent days, and especially in the last few hours, talking to staff around here, they're totally disillusioned. I mean, people have been saying to me, all right, jokingly, a smile on their face, but I know that deep down they mean what they're saying. They're saying things like, we've got to get the hell out of it. We've got to leave this country. It's mad. They're saying, I mean, these are young Irish people here who are dedicated to an industry, a developing broadcast industry, who are saying things like, oh, we've maybe got to go to America or Australia. And this has been the problem with Ireland for many, many years. Everyone leaves the country.
Our great problem, Robbie, at the moment is, where do we go? If it wasn't for the want of a place to go, I'd say a lot of young people would have gone already, because there's nowhere to go.
Mm.
We're stuck here, and we're angry.
Well, I would point out that in 7 weeks' time, there are European elections on the 14th of June. And that is something that Sunshine Radio listeners ought to let their TDs know about, that they are aware that there are elections coming up.
So are the TDs aware of this too?
Well, they are, and I think that if they got together and really gave RTE a firm instruction to stop this, it would happen, it would stop. So
it's back to our listeners again, really.
It is, yeah. And it's back to these two telephone numbers that I dream about. I have nightmares about these numbers. Department of Communications, 789-522. If you'd like to ring them, please. And Leinster House, 789-911. 789-911. I've just had a note passed to me here. Lady Valerie Goulding's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Lady Valerie.
I'm glad that we're able to talk and that you're not jammed.
Yes, a strange situation last night. The way that things went, Lady Valerie, is that they switched on this jamming device on the medium wave, our last clear frequency,
yes,
at about 5:15 last night.
Uh-huh.
And they left it on until just around about 6 o'clock.
Mm.
It totally wiped us out. Absolutely wiped us out. There was just one terrible mess of scrambled eggs and noise on the airwaves.
Yes.
But in doing so, They jammed themselves. They also jammed RT Radio 1.
They didn't?
Oh, yes, they did, because, you know, we're quite close to RT Radio 1 on the band.
Yes, but I mean, you don't sort of annoy them, do you?
Oh, no, not at all, no.
You don't cut across there?
No. We don't do that.
So really, they have no reason to jam you.
Well, no, the mistake they made, you see, it was a big mistake. The technicians hadn't quite got the calculations right.
I see.
And when they switched on the jamming device, they were testing it, you see. And in testing that jamming device yesterday, they found very quickly, within a matter of minutes, that they were also jamming RTE Radio 1. And so they switched it off. But they'll be making some technical adjustments within the next, the next few hours, and they'll most probably switch it back on again. And of course, the reason that I'm talking to you right now, and it's a good point, in fact, it's going to put the auction in jeopardy tomorrow.
Yes, because this is the fourth year running that you've run it for us, and we make a lot of money, and the clinic needs it. The handicapped people need it.
Well, I was talking to several of the voluntary workers who are involved in the auction over recent days. As you know, it takes several weeks to organize it. First of all, getting in touch with all the various commercial bodies and donors of gifts who put up all the items that we sell here on the air.
And there's some lovely ones, too.
There are incredible things, yeah. Yeah. And at the end of the day, in the heel of the hunt, as you might say, if this this jamming doesn't stop.
Oh yes, the clinic will lose £24,000. But I mean, that's a very big feature from my point of view. But then, all your people are going to lose jobs too, aren't they?
They are, yeah. And another thing that is in jeopardy is the future of local broadcasting, because if RTE get their way and push everyone out of broadcasting apart from themselves, bully their way through and destroy everyone else, then the question of local broadcasting could very well be forgotten.
I thought there was a statement made to say that they wouldn't jam any station until they had the meetings to say who should have the licenses.
Well, yes, there's been all sorts of statements made. The minister clearly said in the Dáil that RTE had not had no authority from the minister. The minister was not in a position to give them authority to transmit jamming signals or testing signals on 100.5 and 101.5. That's where those are our FM frequencies that they've been jamming for weeks.
Yes.
Well, and they most certainly have not got permission to jam our medium wave frequency, which they started doing yesterday. They haven't got permission. There's no question about it. There are EBU regulations, ITU regulations, international agreements, which RTE must abide by. Sorry, Lady Valerie, I'm glad that you gave us a buzz here.
Well, no, because I wanted, A, to thank you for all you've done for the clinic in the past, and hoping very, very much that the jamming doesn't begin, and that they abide by the rule that was made, that they shouldn't jam until it was decided who should get the license.
Yeah.
I think it's disgraceful. I mean, who could give permission to RTE to do that without the minister's authority?
Well, no, it's hard to track it down to find out exactly who is doing what. We know a number of names and of people involved in it. They're all RTE employees.
Yes.
They're broadcast engineers. And we know where they're doing it from, the sites they're doing it from, the type of equipment they're using. Now, we don't quite know whether the RTE authority have given them permission to do that, or whether they're doing it on their own bat. All we do know is that the only way it can be stopped is if the minister concerned, that's Jim Mitchell,
yes,
tells them to stop. Yes. As simple as that, because it's disgraceful what they're doing. They're embarrassing the Irish nation as a whole. They really are. I mean, they are our national broadcaster.
They're not going to lose any jobs through your station, are they?
No, they're not. This is RTE have been talking about losing jobs every year, as long as I've known it, I mean, you go back 10 years, they were talking about possible job losses and cutbacks and cutbacks and so on and so on.
Yes.
The fact is that they are not going to lose any jobs. They will continue in the future, forever. They're the national broadcaster. They are the semi-state body. They are the equivalent of the BBC, the NOS, all the other national broadcasters who continue forever.
Yes.
And expand in their years.
Yes. Oh, no, I'm absolutely horrified by it, and I just hope that they...
Mm. Well, I can't honestly see what our very small amount of revenue, the money that we earn in advertising, how that could assist RTE. I mean, it keeps 40-something, 43 people at work here and keeps the radio station and the service going. But if that money were spent by RTE, it would be, it would possibly cover the travelling expenses of some of their executives. Literally, I mean, I've seen their accounts. I know the sort of money they spend. So I'm not being unreasonable when I make that statement.
No, I see. Yeah. Well, Robbie, all I can wish you is good luck, and also good luck to the clinic tomorrow and Saturday, and to all your people working there. Because that just means it will just mean, if they go on jamming you, that we'll have 43 more unemployed.
Yes, well, that is fact. There'll be, yeah. The team here will be unemployed. But what we're really concerned about at this stage is we really do want to hold that auction tomorrow morning.
All
as
right.
You know, everything's prepared, the computer lines have gone in, the staff have been arranged, the volunteers have come forward, the whole layout has been done down at the clinic. All the gifts are coming in from the various companies.
Yes, I mean, I was there in the clinic yesterday, and it's an absolute humming with business. And as you say, they're mostly volunteers who give up their time to help the clinic in this way, through your radio.
Right. Well, we'll just have to keep...
Each other good luck, Robbie.
We're going to go ahead with it.
Good.
We're going to go ahead with the auction. And we're going to have positive thoughts about it, but and we're going to hope that RTE don't jam us anymore for the next few days at least.
Well, I
would actually appeal to RTE and say, don't jam us until Monday. Let's get over the weekend and get the auction behind us and get the cash raised, and then they can start jamming again on Monday.
Well, I wouldn't want you to be jammed on Monday.
Well, I'm serious. That's the present position.
I know. Yes, well, many, many thanks, Robert, to you and all your staff.
Thank you, Lady Valerie.
And good luck.
Right, now, the telephone number of the Department of Communications, apparently the other number is rather busy, so here's another one. The Department of Communications is 718-211, 718-211, the Department of Communications, if you want to lodge a complaint about RTE jamming of Sunshine Radio's medium wave frequency from a medium wave jamming device in Whitehall, which has been constructed by RTE engineers.
Thank you.